This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Japanese news outlets say one child has been killed in a stabbing rampage near Tokyo Tuesday, in addition to the suspected attacker. National broadcaster NHK says a group of school children were waiting for their school bus in the Japanese city of Kawasaki when the attacker began slashing at the students, injuring at least 17 students and adults. The suspect has not been identified and a motive is not yet known. President Trump has concluded his visit to Japan with a stop aboard two military vessels, a Japanese destroyer, where he was joined by Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, and the USS Wasp, where he delivered a Memorial Day speech to U.S. forces. And earlier, Mr. Trump disagreed with Abe at a joint news conference in Tokyo. The U.S. president said North Korea's recent missile test did not violate a U.N. Security Council resolution. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
I am very happy with the way it's going, and intelligent people agree with me.
You're not bothered at all by the small missiles?
No, I'm not. I am personally not.
At a joint news conference in Tokyo, President Trump broke with his host with his assessment of North Korea's recent short-range missile tests. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called the tests a violation of U.N. Security Council resolutions and said they were of great regret. While acknowledging his own advisors share Abe's view, President Trump downplayed the test.
I view it as a man. Perhaps he wants to get attention.
Praising North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as a smart man, Trump predicted,
"Someday we'll have a deal. I'm not in a rush."
I'm Ben Thomas.
Also, the U.S. citizen has become the 11th person to die while climbing Mount Everest in the past 10 days. 61-year-old Christopher Kulish, a lawyer from the mountain state of Colorado, died Monday while returning from the summit, the cause of his death unclear. This is VOA News.